podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We're in chapter 38 with verses 16 through 18. My son, shed tears for one who is dead with wailing and bitter lament, as is only proper. Prepare the body and do not absent yourself from the burial. Weeping bitterly, mourning fully, pay your tribute of sorrow as deserved. For grief can bring on death, and heartache can sap one's strength. When we experience the death of a loved one, be it family, friend, or foe, it is important to mourn properly with tears and lamenting for several reasons. Firstly, mourning allows us to express our grief and emotions in a healthy way. By allowing ourselves to cry and lament, we are acknowledging the pain and loss that we are feeling, which can help us process our emotions and begin the healing process. Mourning also allows us to pay tribute to the deceased and show our respect for their life and the impact they had on us. By weeping bitterly and mourning their passing, we are honoring their memory and showing our love and appreciation for them. This can be a purifying and healing experience, as it allows us to reflect on the positive aspects of their life and the ways in which they touched our own. Furthermore, mourning properly can help us find closure and acceptance in the face of death. By allowing ourselves to grieve openly and express our emotions, we are better able to come to terms with the reality of the loss and begin the process of moving forward. This can be a crucial step in the healing process, as it allows us to confront our emotions and work through them in a healthy and constructive way. In Christ, mourning and lamenting the death of a loved one is also important for the repose of their soul. By weeping and paying tribute to the deceased, we are offering prayers and support for their journey to the afterlife. This act of mourning can be seen as a form of spiritual support and love for the departed, ensuring that they are remembered and honored in death as they were in life. My wife and I, though separately at times, mourn for the faithful departed as we pass cemeteries anywhere in the world. Tony will say aloud, "In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, may the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen." Our own way of honoring the dead and mourning properly for all souls. We must be careful when we lose the love of our life, for the pain and emptiness can be overwhelming. The intense grief and mourning can consume us, making it difficult to find joy or purpose in life. We may find ourselves withdrawing from the world, unable to imagine a future without our loved one. The weight of our loss can feel suffocating, and the thought of carrying on without them can seem unbearable. In our despair, we may lose the will to live, feeling as though our own death is the only way to escape the pain of our loss. The depth of our mourning can lead us down a dark path, where the idea of ending our own life becomes a tempting escape from the agony of our grief. In these moments of profound sorrow, it is crucial to seek support and guidance to navigate the overwhelming emotions and find a way to move forward. In conclusion, mourning properly with tears and lamenting when we experience death is important for our own emotional well-being, for honoring the memory of the deceased, and for offering spiritual support for their soul. By allowing ourselves to grieve openly and express our emotions, we can find healing and closure and peace in the face of loss. You can trust, my friends, that we will mourn you after you are gone in body, mind, and spirit. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Sirach 38. We do have a closing Emmaus poem again today. I think we have about six of those left, so another 6 days of ongoing poetry from our Emmaus retreat. Today's poem is for Sirach 38, verses 16 through 18. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Mourn for Family, Friends, and Foes. In the quiet of the night, we mourn for those who have passed on shown. Our tears flow freely, our hearts torn, as we bid farewell to the ones we've known. We weep for family and for friends, for foes who have now become dear. Our sorrow knows no bitter end, as we grieve for those we hold near. We cry out in anguish and in absolute despair, for the loss that feels so deep. Our souls are heavy, burdened with care, as we mourn, fears and forgiveness we keep. But in our tears we find solace, in our lament we find peace, for we know that their souls find grace. In the arms of Christ their rest will never cease. So let us weep bitterly, let us mourn for those who have left us behind. But let us also rejoice, for they are reborn in the presence of God, where eternal peace we will find. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's April 28, 2024, recording this morning at 5:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to move on to our morning Emmaus poem. This is from Fadi Karan. And Fadi gave the talk, Faith in the Word of God. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 stanzas total. Truth never changes. Word of God is the truth. God remains the same. Jesus is the proof. God's word must be our faith, not a moment we should waste, our roadmap of life's grace, forgiveness humanity can taste. Growing up, we were really scared, civil war created death galore. Struggling teenager, haste prepared, high school I didn't want anymore. Matthew chapter 7, verses 19 through 21. Heart's treasure of him I desired. Learning words of the Son. Freedom in life our God requires. Enough is enough, leaving the war behind. To the mountain I would wander. The monastery I would find. Silence I would experience. Exploding heart's thunder. Life's journey exploded, heart made sense to gain, joyful feeling imploded, my heart sharing God over shame. Unknown passport created, France was my destination, life's journey underrated, prayers constant for my gestation. Bible's roadmap showed the way. French became second nature. Lovely wife I meant to stay. Lifelong friend by my maker. Faith and his word. No longer a faker. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. This was written April 20th, 2024. I close today at 10:21 in Jesus' name. Thanks for joining us in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. Jesus. He teaches us to mourn in salvation's grace. Amen. God bless you.